Well, let's bring now I'm excited now because we have
it's
with
your,
us
your girlfriend.
I know. Very, very hot and sexy. Valerie Stoney. She is the creator of lebootcamp.com.
That was good French accent.
Le Bootcamp? You like that? And
I thought LeBeau from Hogan's Heroes
was in the room.
You know what?
This is what I want. I want to come back in my next life as Valerie Rossoni because I want to tell you, first of all, she travels all over the world and she's taking these beautiful pictures in bikinis all over the place with our buddy Tracy Mallett. She's in Malibu. She's in Corsica.
She came back from the Tour de France.
She was just in the Tour de France? Is that true, Valerie? Were you just at the Tour de France?
Yes, it's true. I'm delighted to be back with you guys. Yes, I'm traveling a lot with my buddy, Tracy Mallett. And next time you can join us, you know?
I think it's too much beauty in one place for me. I think my head will explode. I can't be around too many beautiful women like you guys. It's too much.
I'm sure you can handle it.
Maybe the fat guy can handle it. Can you handle it?
I can handle it.
Okay.
Okay, come with me. I'm going back to Paris first 2 weeks of September.
What are you traveling? Is this like fun? Is this business? Is this what's going on? I mean, every time I see you,
this is her life.
I know, but it looks like you're having so much fun, Valerie.
Listen, you know, I don't think we should have a barrier between fun and life. So for me, and business. So for me, it's not business. It's always fun. And the day it becomes business, it's because I did something wrong and it's all boring. So I'm trying to see happiness and fun in everything I do.
Well, it's definitely coming through, and it's definitely, I love checking up on you. I noticed that the both of us, we both share a dislike for turbulence on the airplane.
Oh, you must have seen my crazy tweet from 33,000 feet. I mean, usually my neighbor suffers from it because I use my long nails to, you know, grab somebody's arm. But last time I was very blessed. I had a hot guy next to me, and he made me feel much better.
Was he a pilot? What did he say that made you feel better?
You know, he was talking with his very soft, sweet voice, and I almost forgot where I was.
Oh, really? You see, that's the other thing. That's what I need to do a lot of times. I need to...
You need a hot guy with sweet voice talking
to you? Grab the lady's arm.
No, I just need to talk to someone to disassociate myself from where I am currently. If I can have a conversation...
We should travel together.
I know. But I know you would... Just by knowing the fact that you are not comfortable and I'm not comfortable, I need to know someone... Like, I like traveling with the fat guy because he looks at me and he goes, dude... What is wrong with you? He goes, there's nothing you can do. If this plane goes down anyway, there's nothing we can do about it. So he is so at peace in an airplane. It's scary to me.
Okay, I'll take the fat guy with me then. Yeah.
So what's going on? What's happening with lebootcamp.com? You guys keep growing and growing and growing, and you have some great tips for us today.
Yeah, we are. I wanted to share a few things with you. But before that, I love the title of your book. So really post the links on Amazon and everywhere. We can get it on my fan page. And we'll make sure to send a huge newsletter to our fans and members.
We appreciate
700,000 of them. Because this is important.
We really appreciate that. Thank you so much. That would be great.
The thing I wanted to share with you guys, there are three main things. But I was in France 2 weeks ago, and I was shocked. You know, France is usually adopting the old trends from the USA 20 years later. We are famous for that.
Right.
Well, right now we are adopting something I'm not proud of. We are adopting the high protein diet, this Atkins diet. It's crazy.
Yeah. Right.
Everywhere you go, people are eating their, you know, chicken with dairy and eggs and fish, and you don't see vegetables like we used to. And they're just happy because after 2 weeks of that crazy, unbalanced, and dangerous diet, they have lost a few pounds, but it's not healthy. So what happens after 3 weeks? They get back to their old habits.
Yeah,
and they gain everything they had lost, and they regain a few more pounds, and they enter this vicious yo-yo cycle. So I really hope this is not there to stay. It's very dangerous, and I want to tell everybody, if you are hitting the beach in 2 weeks from now and you want to lose these 6 extra pounds that, you know, you always have these extra little pounds on your hips for women, belly for men. How about that, Mr. Fat Guy? But don't fall, you know, in that trap because it's going to be worse. It's not going to work, and it's so unhealthy for your heart and, if you didn't know about that, for your kidney system.
You're right. Bad for the kidneys. Trying to get rid of all the uric acid from the protein metabolism. Now,
but doesn't all that cigarette smoking counteract that?
Yeah.
Well, we stopped smoking in France, and now we don't even have that to save us, you know?
Now, let me ask you this. Why is it that, you know, we heard about the French paradox. Why is it that the French were living longer, and now all of a sudden they're going, let's live like the Americans and eat like the Americans, and they're going to die sooner? Why would they – they should look at us and go, no way, let's run away, especially when we come over to France and everybody goes – oh, my God. You can always tell an American right away. They're so loud.
You're looking for the nearest McDonald's.
Right, exactly. Why? How could that be possible that they wanted to emulate what we're doing?
Well, the thing is, as I told you, we're always late by 20 years. So we are becoming lazy. And I think the French paradox is almost dead.
Right.
I think it's the myth. French women don't get fat. Well, they do if they stop walking and if they start eating. There's not so much of a paradox. I think the old generation, my generation, still has it. But the new one, if you go at the cashiers in a local Safeway, you'll see what's in the cart, and it's frightening.
Right.
It's prepackaged food, prepared dinners, everything already made. I think we're losing it.
Now,
hopefully, there's going to be a surge in our cultural pride, and we're going to go back to where we were. But with the media enforcing the belief that high-protein diet and no exercise is fine, I think we are in a bad shape.
Now, Valerie, I also read recently that in France there is a troubling statistic about the cafes are closing down. There's not as many cafes as there used to be, and they're moving more towards these franchise restaurants.
That's correct. You have Starbucks now in Paris, and don't misunderstand me. I love Starbucks. I love their teas. I don't drink coffee, but I love their teas and everything. But it's killing the local little cafes that locals would go to, and even you Americans visiting, you would love these little nice places, so typical, so French. We are losing it for two reasons. The European laws, are imposing very strict ways of handling drinks and everything. Some of these ways don't really work with the ways we're handling our drinks, and also because people want to be Americanized. They don't want to recognize it because there is always this anti-American.
Right, resentment. Right, exactly.
But
exactly.
They still want to live like at a Disney World. You know, people are looking for these pristine places where everything is perfect. And I think, again, we're going to lose our culture, not in small places like Corsica. Of course, I'm proud of Corsica, but we're keeping our cafes and everything. There's no franchises.
You love that Corsica.
Well, of course, it's my place.
That's your hometown, right? That's where you were.
It's my home island, but it's a place where we eat healthily. We are still maybe 50 years backward, which is fine. We are still eating vegetables. This is the home place of the Mediterranean diet, and hopefully it's going to stay that way, and you can come with me and check it next time.
Listen, anywhere you go, I want to be. But first of all, before we get to some of the other stuff I want to talk about, how is being over in France, how is everyone handling the French disappointment at the World Cup? I know the World Cup was real big about a month ago.
Oh, you want to talk about that?
I'm a big fan of soccer everywhere across the world.
I'm going to tell you one word.
Yes.
One word. Shame.
It was really shameful.
Guys, not you talking to me, but the team. I was ashamed to be French, frankly. How can you behave like that?
They were
like little kids,
right,
rebelling against Papa. I don't want to train today.
I don't want to train. Right. I'm not going to show up. I'm not going to play.
So I was ashamed. Not that we lost. Losing is okay if you did everything in your power. And, I mean, they're lucky we're not in North Korea, because I don't know if you've heard what happened.
Yeah, they have
friends.
In Korea, the North Korean team, they wanted to shame their team by
torturing them.
No,
that's what they did. They tortured
them.
Them.
Actually, the trainer and everybody have been sent to something that looks like a concentration camp, like work camp.
Wow.
I don't say this is good. I don't condone, and I hope these guys will be expelled from the World Cup next time. But, I mean, the French people, this French team was just a shame. You know, little kids. I looked at the Americans. They were fighting, baby, until the 92nd minute.
Yeah, I know.
They could have lost. No, they won at the last minute. They had
right,
this
that right. Yeah. That was a great, against Algeria, that was a great game.
I was so happy for the American team because they put their guts on the field and they made it happen.
Yeah.
The French team was like rock stars. They had these diva things and little tantrums. I think it's a good lesson. We get rid of the bad guys. We, start again from scratch, and next time we might win again.
Yeah, they have a new coach, and hopefully they can get rid of. I know there's been some scandal too with some of the players, as well. Some of the top players on the team also got into a little scandalous affair with a lady that a very beautiful
popular.
Lady, very popular lady with the soccer.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
so,
I know. But.
But anyway,
next time. I love Spain anyway. You know, they have good food as well, and I love their players, so it's fine. I was proud of them as well.
Yeah, Spain is becoming, all of a sudden, Spain's becoming the hotbed of, you know, you got Rafa Nadal and you got the Spanish soccer. What else do you need,
And
Lee?
Look at their players, baby. They look very hot.
Yeah. They.
I could travel with them on a plane anytime.
They look like they're from New Jersey. A lot of those guys look like they're from
New
Jersey. All right, let's move on. Now, we know that Ramadan is starting pretty soon, or actually it might even be part of Ramadan. And,
it has started already,
and
yeah.
And the fat guy is a big fan of the Ramadan noodles, right? Is that what you like?
Yes, I love them.
You mean the ramen noodles?
The ramen noodles. That's what he likes. Anyway, well, first of all, this is the time of the year where our Muslim friends, they have to fast like the entire day until sundown.
Yeah, they actually fast from sunrise to sunset for 30 days.
Wow.
And when I say fast, it's food and drink. It's not so healthy for the body, but they're not doing it for the body. They're doing it for their spiritual life. And so we won't comment on the religious aspect. But the thing I wanted to talk to you about is we have a lot of members from the Muslim community who become boot campers on lebootcamp.com.
Right.
And they always tell us something that surprised me at first, that though they only eat once a day for 30 days, they usually gained an average of 4 to 6 pounds after a month of that diet.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yes.
That's interesting.
And it's only one meal, and you're like, why is that so? Well, when we, you know, looked at it, what happened is after a day of fasting, they would just gorge themselves. They would jump on pastries, cookies, sweets, fat food, you know, dairy, everything. So they would pack more calories in one meal than they would have had during an entire day before or after Ramadan.
Wow.
So the major, we have two or three pieces of advice, which I'd love to share if it's fine with
yes,
you guys.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. The first one is if you can, and it all depends on your culture, so check with your imam if you can do it. But the first thing is break your fast with a freshly squeezed lemon and room temperature water. This is going to drain all the toxins that your body has generated because of this stress of being, you know, under very strict famine routine. So freshly squeezed lemon juice, room temperature water, followed by green tea. No sugar in the tea, please, otherwise you're going to have this huge sugar surge in your blood, not healthy. And then if you can start by protein, like chicken, fish, hummus, if you don't eat...
I love hummus, yeah.
Hummus is amazing, great source of protein. After that, you can eat. But remember, don't eat until midnight, because otherwise you're going to be eating for 4 hours and you're going to overdo it. So wait, eat the first little bite after your drinks, eat, and then talk with your friends. Do something else so that there is this necessary time for the fullness signal to go from your stomach to your brain. It takes about 20 minutes. So really take your time, eat slowly, and start with drink and protein.
Yeah, it's that time element. It's really that slowing down process, Valerie, that's so important because you can do a lot of damage in a short amount of time when it comes to eating. You know,
don't tell me about it.
when you're hungry, when you get to that Ramadan stage, when you're starving, it's like that first 5 minutes, it's like you got to keep the small children and animals away because no one's safe. You know, you're going to eat everything. So
no, that's the thing. So it's really and I understand my friends always tell me we don't want to be obsessed by being skinny during these holy months. I understand. But this is just healthy. It's the healthiest way to handle your body during this fasting period is to start with these drinks and protein so that the right signals are sent to the body. And then, of course, you won't eat as much. And if you learn how to slow down, as you just said so rightly, then you won't eat as much. And at the end of the month, you'll be all pure in your mind and in your body as well.
Well, we want to tell everyone, first of all, the best application tool that there's out there to lose weight, and we know that it works, is lebootcamp.com. Go sign up. Go join up there. There's great information there.
Hey, by the way, we have a nice coupon. I mean, promo code for you guys.
What do you got? Nice.
Yeah,
so
have Dr. Fitness, DrFitness, and you get 50% off.
Woo! Nice.
Woo!
Nice.
Good for you.
That's
and
what
the
I'm
listeners.
Talking about. Thank you so much. We really appreciate that, Valerie. And we're going to talk to you next month again. We love having you on the show, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Are you going in? Are you going to be traveling anywhere the next couple of weeks? Any place exotic?
Yeah, actually, I'll be live on NBC Today New York show on August 29th. So I'll be traveling to New York.
You're going to be on the Today Show on August 29th.
Today in New York, yeah.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to be there. Oh, you know what? I'm going to be there on the 27th.
Okay, extend by 2 days, and we can have fun on the set.
I know. I'm going there on a Friday, and so you're going to be there. Ugh, man, Lee, you see this?
Just days away.
I'm just missing Valerie or Sony at LeBooCamp.com. Well, anyway, if we can meet up, I'm going to try to see if I can change my plans. But it's always a pleasure having you on the show, and we look forward to having you next month as well, dear.
Good. I'm happy here as well, and I'm looking forward to talking to you next month.
Very good, Valerie. Take care. Have a great week, and we'll see you soon.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. That's the very lovely and talented Valerie Ossoni, LeBootCamp.com. She is the founder. She started it, and she is a wellness expert. Great information there. Check them out online, and also check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out our new book, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids by Turner Publishing. It'll be out in 2 weeks. Get it for every parent that's out there. They need to know how to keep their kids active. No more fat kids. We are done with fat kids. Right, Lee?
I'm the last one.
No more fat kids. We got plenty of them out there. We need, first of all, we need athletes. No more fat kids. We need kids that are ready to be active. And check out our new book. You got 35 things.
Did you say
things
athletes
you need
or mathletes?
No. What are mathletes? I don't know what the hell that is.
Smart math guys.
No, we don't need those guys. Forget that. They're coming from India and China, right? We don't make them here that well. That's why, rightly, we don't do that well here.
We only
do
extra large.
We're good in other things, but not that.